Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. How are you doing? Today I'm going to be answering the question. Oh dear, that doesn't bode well, does it? From Emily, who has very kindly sent in a voice note. So I'm going to play it and then we will explore.
Hi Hannah, I love your podcast. I just have a question. So I have been developing my mediumship over the last few years through meditation and different things. And there was a period where I was getting lots of messages and seeing lots of faces coming through and stuff like that. It mostly happened at night time. But lately I haven't been seeing anything and it's really frustrating me. And I am just wondering, like, do you have any tips for turning it on and off? I wish I could just open myself up to this all the time, as opposed to just when spirit feels like it. I don't know if it's anything particular that I'm doing, that maybe when I'm a bit more tired, the messages come in clearer. Okay, I hope that makes sense. Thanks, Hannah.
Okay, great. So thanks for that, Emily, and I really appreciate you recording a voice note because I know that that is nerve-wracking, but it's so much more fun for the listeners. So there's so many things that I want to say in answer to this question. First things first, it's always seems to be easier to communicate with spirit at night time or when we are tired, and you've touched on both of those. And I think it's because we have less resistance. So at night time, we're more relaxed, we're not actively trying to make a communication happen. We just become aware of it. It's got a more of a naturalness about it. I think that when we are drifting off to sleep, certainly our critical analytical part of our brain that holds us back, that creates all of the resistance in our communication with spirit, is starting to settle, to calm, to get out of the bloody way. And so therefore it becomes easier to communicate with spirit in that space, for sure. And tiredness, I think also sometimes the best gift you can give yourself is just, I don't really care. I'm too tired to care. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm really tired today, but I'm going to give it a go. Normally is when the magic happens. It's always a funny thing as a teacher, trying to get students to turn up when they feel exhausted, because that is such a massive lesson in itself. So many people go, I've had a bad day, I won't be coming. I've only just got in from work, I won't be coming tonight, Hannah. Sorry to let you down. And it never lets me down, it's only ever letting themselves down. Especially because I think some of my best work has happened when I've been in a space where I haven't expected it to. Now there is a line within that. You all know that I've talked very clearly about not being able to do too much spirit work, and that's different. So when I'm, you know, looking at trying to organise whatever I'm trying to organise for next year, it's just not happening the way I wanted to at the moment, but that's another story. When I'm doing that and working with that, it is, I don't want to be working every day in a week, because I won't be able to do such a good job. But I'm talking about being tired with other things in your life. You perhaps haven't slept very well, or you've had a busy day at work, or the house is a mess. Those kind of things, those kind of spaces where you feel tired in that way. It's really great to still rock up for spirit, and you may even find it easier because you just get into that space. Now, Emily, I know you know this, that the spirit world are always here. They're always with us. And I don't believe in a spirit world that is obtuse or awkward. So I think when we are experiencing that, we have to understand it's something within ourselves, and people don't like it when I say this to them. But I really do believe that the spirit world are not difficult. Why would they be? They're difficult, awkwardness, stuff like that comes from humans. It comes from ego. It doesn't come from the spirit world, because of course they want you to do well. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to give you situations that help with your learning, but when people say to me spirit are being awkward or obtuse, I always think, oh, it's not spirit, it's you. Why would spirit be awkward? Why would somebody's grandmother go, well, I would communicate with you right now, but why would I make this easy? I'm not going to make it easy. I'm going to stand just out of the reach of your spiritual abilities and heckle you from the sidelines. That's not the spirit world. That's us. And we have to understand that we're putting that resistance in there. And as a little aside, I actually heard a medium talking about that on their podcast, that sometimes the spirit world stand too far away for them to be able to communicate the way that they want to. And I nearly fell off my chair, because what do we really think that the spirit world would do that? Oh, look, there's somebody sat in front of you that really wants a message from me, but I'm going to stand just slightly out of the reach of your mediumistic abilities, just on the cusp of where you'd be able to reach to. So you'd be able to get some things, but not others. Really, I think you have to accept when things like that are happening, it's something going on with your own energy. Which leads me to the next part. Oh, which bit do I want to talk about first? Okay, I'm going to write a little note here so I don't forget to talk about clearing energy. But actually, what I want to talk about first is the journey. So when we first start working with the spirit world, it's bloody amazing. And it's bloody amazing because we don't believe that we can do it. So when we get anything, we're over the bloody moon with it. We're so chuffed. I can't believe it. I said fish slice and they understood fish slice. I can't believe spirit came in. You know, I've been there. I've done that many times. You expect very little. And when you get anything, you go, holy shit, I can't believe it. Oh my God, I can't believe I got this out. And it's so exciting. And then we very quickly acclimatize to that level. And then it becomes an expectation. So then we know we got fish slice last week for Sue in Circle. So this week we should be able to get a name. And we start putting ourselves under loads of pressure. And there's two things I want to talk about here. Number one, expectation can ruin your spiritual journey. You want to be developing, you want to be pushing forward, you want to be feel like you're progressing, yes. But as soon as you start expecting, that can hold you back, because keeping up with our valves analogy, you've got your valves turned to a certain frequency, which means whether you mean to or not, you are pinching off other valves. You're turning them off because of your expectation. So that is problematical. Second of all, at the beginning, it's alien to your energy. So you've got your energy body, and the spirit world, of course, are around us all the time, and we don't feel them all the time because we'd go insane. So they're just there, they're around. And when you first start trying to blend with spirit, because you're actively doing it and you've never done it before, it feels really different. It's what spirit is showing me right now, the best analogy I can give you, is feeding a baby solids. So every time you give them a new flavour, it's such a taste explosion. And they pull all these crazy faces as they're trying to compute this new flavour that you've given them. It's the same with spirit. You haven't really communicated with spirit in that way. You haven't connected with spirit in that way. So it feels bigger and it feels stronger. And one of the strangest things is, as you develop, you would think it would keep feeling stronger. And it actually is the reverse. So now I don't often feel spirit when I'm working at all. I would love to tell you that when I stand out on stage, I know that somebody is with me because I can feel them, but I can't. And I think it's not that they're not trying to let me know that they're there. It's that I've got so used to feeling them with me all of the time that it doesn't feel special. It doesn't feel different. So it's not as an extreme experience for me as it would have been. So it's fascinating, isn't it? How that flips around. And why aren't mediums talking about that? Why are no teachers telling us that that's how it is? Because there are so many expectations, I think, that become problematical. So the first thing I want to say to you, Emily, is they are there all the time and you are communicating with them all the time. You know you are, really, but it's your expectation that it will be stronger, or that you will see faces, or that it will feel like this, because that's how it felt before, is actually starting to hold you back. And that's where that damage is coming in. And that is also why I want to talk about clearing your energy. Now, you guys know, I love a meditation on occasion, but I'm not a big meditator. I think that there are lots of ways that you can clear your energy which are valuable to you. So obviously I've been ill for quite a long time, and today I went on my first dog walk in nearly 2 weeks, and I instantly went into my old habit of putting my headphones on and was going to listen to a podcast. And then I realised, I did about a kilometre, and I realised that I didn't want anything else put into my energy. And actually what I needed was that time just to be with my thoughts, centre myself, not filling up my tank with more. And this is something that is a real problem for the spirit world. So if you meditate, that's fantastic. But if meditation is not for you, there still needs to be some sort of defragging process that you are sitting in if you want the clearest communication with spirit. Now, that's not to say that they're not with you, because they are with you always, at all times, in all spaces. But for your own ability to feel and hear them, if you think of yourself, I always use this analogy, I know I've used it before, but I'm going to use it again here. The chalkboard is such a perfect one for me. All of your experiences, all of your thoughts, everything that's going on in your energy right now is writing all over that blackboard. It's everywhere, it's all over it. And then when we want to communicate with spirit, they will always find a space to write on that blackboard, always. There's always a gap. But the clearer that blackboard is, the more stuff that you have actively wiped off that blackboard means the bigger and more clearly spirit can write upon it. And so it's really important, I think, to do the things that are bugging you. If you keep thinking, I need to ring my council tax, I need to ring about the council tax, I need to pay that bill, that's going to change your experience. If your house is in chaos, mine has been in chaos for months, we've been having some work done and we're just finally getting things sorted out, and just in that process of sorting out cupboards and putting things away and throwing stuff out, I mean, I found a pile of magazines. I wouldn't say I was a hoarder, but I found a pile of magazines that are 12 years old. 12 years. And if I haven't looked at them for 12 years, I'm pretty sure I don't need them. But I'd kept them just in case, they were Home Beautiful ones, just in case I wanted to get some inspiration for doing up the house. I mean, tastes have probably changed since then. But it's that kind of thing that, for me, I find really congests my energy. It's my to-do list and it's the state of my home. Really, really affect what's written on my blackboard. So you have to find what your own things are. But it's really important to take time just to sit. And the problem that we have in current society is that we don't just sit. We don't drive the car with the radio off, just driving and thinking. When we're doing the ironing, we put the TV on. When we're going for a walk, we listen to a podcast. When we are sat in the garden, supposed to be listening to the birds sing, we're on our phones scrolling on Facebook. And all that is doing is writing new information onto your board all the time. And so many people do this on spiritual journeys. They get caught up in reading more books, learning more things, listening to more podcasts, getting more teaching. And there's a point where that's useful, and there's also a point where it's problematical, and you have to find that line and tread it. And I know over lockdown, when I was learning with three different teachers and doing lots of different courses, it was too much for my energy, because written all over my chalkboard was all of those teachers' ideas and opinions, and that was causing me problems because I couldn't clear a space for spirit to write. So find a way that works for you, but that's just so, so important. And it's important to do these things regardless of whether other people in your life are going to accompany you with them. And that's one of the things that I find is the real problem for me, is I hold myself in stasis because people don't want to do it with me. So I say, shall we go here and go for a walk? And everyone goes, no, I'm not in the mood for that. So I don't go, when really I should still go and go on my own and go, okay, well, I'm going to go by myself and gather my thoughts. But we just don't. We hold ourselves in stasis because we want people with us. The irony being, of course, my poor husband, when he comes with me, he tries to have a chat and I go, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. I want to process. Enjoy the silence. And he's like, well, why did you ask me then? But, you know, I'm a complex being. But I think that's definitely something to bear in mind, is just putting it down. And if you're having an experience in your life right now where there's a lot going on and your mind is elsewhere, and I'm not saying this for you, Emily, I'm saying this just for people that are listening, accept that and put it down for a bit. The spirit world will be here for you when you are ready. But sometimes the biggest gift you can give yourself on your spiritual journey is to stop, is to go, okay, I'm done right now. I need to sort out this, 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 and this. I need to get this in order and start thinking like that. Somebody was messaging me the other day about the Elevate course that I run over several months, once a year, for people who are wanting to develop their mediumship, and they were wanting to book on this year's, and I said that you know, it's already started, there isn't space, but next year's going to open soon. And part of me went, oh God, but it's only July, that's ridiculous to start taking bookings for 2023, how crazy. And then the other part of me thought, no, but this is what people need. They need to know that it's coming, know that it's starting in January 2023, so they can get the next 5-6 months getting their house in order, their life in order, getting those things sorted. It's like nesting when you're pregnant. There's always a change in my energy that I know is coming when I get that urge. So start looking at what you need to put down and wipe off your chalkboard so that you can think freely and be easy with it. So tips for turning it on and off. I don't think we should try and have it on all the time. So many of us, when we get involved with the spirit world and working with the spirit world, we want to be with them all the time. And let's be honest, they're so much easier. They're so much easier than your most favouritest, loveliest human on the planet, because they don't come from a place of need. They never get it wrong. They don't require your attention. It's nice to be with them. It makes you feel good. It's just so lovely to be with spirit. We all want to be with them all the time. But then, of course, we're not actually doing what we came here to do. We're not living a human existence, we're living a spirit existence, and that is a problem. So you will find that if you try and do it too much, spirit will pinch you off and make you focus on your human life, a bit like me with my COVID. And you're there and you're frustrated and you're annoyed and you're shuffling your feet and you're huffing, but you also know that you need to be focused on life and that something is out of balance. Now, turning it on, it's just there, Emily. It's just there. And this is such a problem for people, because we overcomplicate our spiritual connection all the time. So there are tips and things that you can learn that make it easier. But for all of you that have done a spirit communication in some form, same difference, it's there. Doesn't mean that it's the best that it's ever going to be. I know that I've still got huge amounts of improvement to do on my own mediumship, but it's there, it's just there. And that is something that teachers don't teach and people don't talk about. And me searching for the holy grail, the golden fleece of how I was going to be able to communicate with spirit, how that was going to happen, when I knew I was working and when I knew that it was happening the way that I wanted to, held me back. because nobody that I was learning with said the simple truth which I've given to you here, which is, it's just there. You say, Spirit, are you there? They say, yes. That's the spirit communication. And it's only when we start having expectations and ideas of how that should feel or look or how we should experience it that it starts to become a problem. So it's fantastic for you that you have seen faces, that you have had those kinds of experiences that people would dream of. But really now your work is about working with other people, trying to do that evidential type of communication so that you know that you're communicating with spirit. And I've said this once, I've said it 100 times, the only way that you know you're working with spirit is when you do a connection with somebody and you say, I feel like I've got your grandma here. And they say, yes, grandma's in spirit. And they say, she's showing me some knitting. She always knitted for the family. Oh, she's knitting some baby booties. Oh my God, my sister's just found out she's pregnant. It's in those moments that is how you know you're communicating with spirit. But you have to put yourself in that position of vulnerability to get that evidence for yourself. And that's where people get stuck. They hold themselves back because they want to do it so badly, but they equally don't believe that they can. So spirit, I think, always want to communicate with you, always. You might get the odd sort of character trait that is evidential in somebody where you would feel like they are quiet, or you would feel like they were grumpy, or you would feel like they were judgy. But of course, spirit aren't any of those things. It's just that they are being evidential in the way that they are showing themselves to you and through you. Because if you've got somebody's granddad who barely spoke a few words, but she used to communicate with her granddad in his eyebrow expressions, and you say, oh, he's here and he's chatting away, it won't sound like granddad. So there are certain experiences that spirit give us for evidential purposes because of the intelligence of the spirit world, because they know that that's what we need to receive for it to make sense to us. But spirit are always ready, willing. I mean, they've got infinite power, infinite energy, and infinite time. Why would they not want to communicate with us? So they are there. It's now just about you, Emily, pushing yourself forward if that's what you really want to do. But also understanding that this is a sign that your development has changed, and it's a good thing. If it doesn't feel as big and as strong and as powerful, that actually means you're moving in the right direction. And that's such a hard thing to get your head around, is that presence becoming natural to you feeling it. And that is always what holds people back. When people start with the angelic Reiki, it's the same thing. When your angel steps forward for the first time and you feel them, everyone is like, oh my God, I felt the presence of an angel. I felt them come in. I felt that power move through me. It was amazing. And then give it a few months and they message me and say, Hannah, it's gone. I can't feel it. And I say, yeah, you can. You've just got used to it. It's not as powerful as it used to be. Like stepping out into the garden on a bright sunny day without your sunglasses. It's just going to take you, at the beginning it feels so bright and overwhelming and it takes you time, but once you've got used to it, you can see perfectly well. And that's exactly how it is with spirit. At the beginning it's like, oh my God, it's so bright out here, I don't know what I can do, oh, I can't see anything, I'm being blinded. And then you acclimatize. And that can hold you back if you let it, but it's actually so valuable if you just understand that that's where you're at now. And there you go. And the other thing that just reminded me that I want to talk to you about is need. Now, this is a fascinating thing that I think is really important to understand when you're working with spirit, is fulfilling a need. So when I do evidential connections, the ones that have the real strength, the real power behind them, there is a real need in the sitter. So there's a difference between people that book a reading because they'd quite like a communication and it would be quite good, and people who book a reading because they need to know that their loved one is okay, or they need to know if they've done the right, you know, there's a need. I keep using the word need. That's exactly what it is. I can't dress it up any other way. A need. And so it doesn't mean that the first type of sitter who just quite fancies an evidential connection, they've had a few, they'd like another one, is wrong. By all means, spirit is open to anybody, but it's different. And it's different because of the power and the energy that the spirit world bring when they are fulfilling a need. And it's the same thing in our personal journeys, I think. Spirit at the moment are pretty quiet with me. If I pull a card, they give me the answers that I need, but they're not pulling out all the stops to get the messages to me, because I've already asked the questions and I've already had the answers. I know what I need to do to get myself where I want to be. I know that I need to stay in my lane of believing that I deserve to be where I want to be. And it's when my human kicks in and tells me I'm not good enough and I can't make a career out of this and it's never going to pay off and it's never, that's when I pull myself out of my lane. But I know that. So the spirit world are not going to come in the same way and course correct for me, because it's part of my learning that I have to learn to hold myself in the space that I need to be in to get the results I want. And just like when my grandfather came through for the first time and blew my mind and changed my life, I've never had a spirit communication like that since, but nor do I need it. And I've lost people since then, and they've come through and I know that they're okay, but I don't have that same level of need. I'm not going to have that same presence of spirit that I did then. And I remember going to a friend's house, my friend who got me into all of this, and she was doing some work. I may have mentioned it before, but there was a spirit visiting her who had real issues with the village in which she lived and the way things were being handled in the village. And we used to sit in her house and he would be turning the lights on and off in our house when we were talking about him to get attention. But that's because his need and the will of the spirit world was so great that he was needing that experience. For me, that doesn't happen so often. Someone woke me up last night, banging, knocking on my door. And I said to them, go away. Come back today. And then today in the daylight, because I don't like it when they come at night, it's generally speaking, I don't allow it. Today in the daylight, I've said, is there anyone here? Do you want to let me know that you're here? Still nothing. But the need is obviously more if they're knocking than if they're coming during the day and popping in to see me. And it's the same thing in your experience. It won't be so big, so grand when there's not a real need there. So if you're at the stage in your development, and I do feel like you are, Emily, where you know that they're there, they've proved themselves to you time and time and time again. Now it's about you holding true to your ability to communicate with them, not about them jumping through those hoops to prove it to you in the same way. And that, again, is a sign of growth. It shows that you have developed. It shows that you're in a new space. And to me, it's exciting, which is easy for me to say. But it's the same thing, which is, you know, when I film for orbs before I go to demonstrate and I don't get any. Spirit are there. Of course they're there. But they're not going to expand that energy showing me that they're there when I need to be working on that trust and knowing that they are always around. So I hope this helps. If you've got any more questions or anything I've said doesn't make sense, please do message back and we'll cover it on the next podcast. But to me, it just feels that everything is moving in the right direction and you are exactly where you need to be. Thank you so much for messaging in, and I hope everybody has enjoyed this. It was a good question, yeah? And I will catch up with you all again soon. If you've got your own question, please email podcast@hannahmedium.co.uk. Have a great day.